Busy show today, busy show this hour, and we're going to get started, of course, with our good friend, the good doctor, Dr. John Braccio, with Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing, because today, something that I think a lot of people struggle with, most people, at one time or another, and that's losing focus, losing concentration, not able to just kind of hone in and pay attention. Why do we do that? And is there something that's age involved with that, or is it something that can hit people, obviously, at any time of life? We talk about attention deficit with children, but it's something that a lot of people struggle with. He's on the other end of our line right now. Good morning, sir.
Well, good morning to you, Dave. And I think we can say confusion. It's a condition where you can't think clearly. You may forget where you are, where you're going, what you're supposed to be doing, or what you have to do. Now, there are two ways this can occur. You've got the physical, and you have emotional. These are different factors. When you think of the emotional, you think of anxiety, you think of panic attacks, interpersonal conflicts, anger. And when we think more of the physical, we think of substance abuse, we think of head trauma, fever, dementia, Alzheimer's, brain tumor, and delirium, concussion, low blood sugar.
Right.
So there are different reasons for it, and I think the important thing is to find out what it might be, you know, what's causing it. Because I'm a psychologist, obviously, and I deal with people on a regular basis who will say they sometimes are even driving and they don't remember where they're going, why they're where they're going. They're just under so much pressure and so much tension. And I always tell them, you know, just take a time out, you know, just kind of relax, take it easy, because you can go on overload to the point that you really can't function. And when that happens, then you do need to smell the roses, as it were, take a look at the type of life that you are leading. Now, on the other hand, we also do evaluations to see people that do have different stages of dementia, Alzheimer's. And when you start having definite physical symptoms like the stroke, head injury, tumor in the brain, these are really serious things. Well, all these are serious, but when you get that, you definitely need to be getting a medical diagnosis. You need to be meeting, you know, with a medical doctor. That's why when we work with people that are so disoriented and have such a lack of inattention, that's what we recommend. Because ADHD is a whole different.
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to ask you, do you sometimes look at a person, decide because of their age, some of their symptoms, let's do this other first so we rule that out before we start going into a treatment regimen here with you psychologically?
Well, we do. Because we do neuropsych, you know, evaluations. So people, often they're referred to us just to determine, you know, what is going on. You know,
right.
Is there a real breakdown?
That makes sense.
And that tends to be a true case. And when that happens, then obviously, often we're involved with the medical personnel, too, and families, and people begin noticing things. So that's one end of it. But the most of what we deal with are people that are just very depressed, very anxious, having, you know, panic attacks, problems in their work, in their home life, and they get so disoriented, they literally don't know what's up and what's down. It can get to that point that you get that confused that you literally kind of like you stop functioning. You can't keep track of things. You can't pay attention. And when that happens, then we get into things like hypnosis, deep relaxation, or we'll recommend to the family doctor, this is normally what I'm dealing with, about in terms of some medication.
It can be very, very debilitating, then, is what you're saying.
Yes. Well, the road of life can be very, very difficult. And if you get a real punch, you lose your job, you lose a spouse, you lose a relationship, you can't get along with the people you interact with, their financial situations. There are a lot of things that can really lead to a lot of confusion, and sometimes the body just kind of goes into no contact. I just need to relax.
And there are things that come in our lives for all of us where you're going to hit a moment like, I mean, I think, for example, when I got the news, the phone call, that my father had died.
Yes.
I mean, for a little bit of time there, I mean, I was hit. That's a gut punch. He wasn't in great health, but it was sudden. And then my wife's like, are you Dave? Hey. And there was a period of time there, and I'm talking about minutes, not days, where I was just, you know, I was kind of somewhere else. But then everything came back the other way, and I hyper-focused because I knew I had to take and get stuff done. And there were things I had to do, and that refocused me. You see where I'm going with that? But all of us experience that at some time.
And I think we all adapt differently in terms of how we function with these things. Because, again, just mentioning the same thing, even now, my father died in 1982, and I still, there are times that I will pull my phone or I'll be wanting to share something or ask a question. So you never really quite get over that. And you kind of, even at that
moment. No, you're right. That's spot on. Yeah.
You feel a loss. But I think overall, one of the things that we have to do, whether we're psychologists, family physicians, friends, ministers, whatever, we have to try to sort out if we're encountering someone or work, whether it's professional or just interacting with them, and they already seem kind of out of it, disconnected. They can't carry a conversation. They're just looking off into the darkness, whatever you want to call it. That we do want to try to maybe even help and just say, "How are you going? You know, what's happening?" And because when people do get to that point where they kind of lose contact, the person out on the road. This is something that we periodically get calls, and the person's kind of terrified or very afraid because they're driving, and they will forget where they're going. They don't know why they're doing something, and then they'll come out of it, but they don't want to tell people, even though they'll say, "Look, Dr. Brasher, can we talk?"
Well, sure. I mean, they don't want to lose their license. They don't know what happened. They're frightened, and frankly,
right.
You know, if I know you're out there doing that, and I'm on the road with you, I'm frightened too. There are a lot of legitimate things. The word you brought up here, though, during this conversation, as you mentioned, depression. This is just so many times, and we have these conversations. This is another way, one of the many insidious ways that it manifests itself.
That is true, because depression really knocks everything out of you. You just kind of hit that point where it's like a 1,000-pound weight on you. One of the things that I do probably once a month, someone will be calling, talking about they're depressed and a whole series of things, and they'll ask me what to do, and I'll say, "Well, leave your house and walk around the block, and then call me back." Okay. They'll say, "Well, I don't feel like walking around the block." I say, "But that's something you might do. Just walk around the block or go to a store. Just do something." Because a lot of times when people are depressed, they stop. They just will focus on how negative, on bad feelings, dark feelings, feelings that are really not healthy at all. And part of getting out is just seeing people and getting the body moving and this type of thing. Because depression will do that to you, because you will lose track of where you are, what you're doing. You'll kind of be going into these dark, these very negative thoughts. Because depression really is a very horrible, horrible condition.
But you suggest something simple to them, and they work for that. When you and I talked to Admiral McRaven, the same thing. He said, "You know, make your bed. Then what? Work from there. That's your start. You've got a starting point. You've got a starting. You tell them to walk around them." It's the same. I think there's some similar principle going on there, and you work from there. Confusion, poor attention, separating the physical from the mental, emotional. And then understanding, so you can get a better handle on what it is. It's a manifestation sometimes, the doc says here, of a case of depression, and a lot of people are going through it. Always appreciate talking to you, sir. Regional Psychological Services. And don't forget the podcast, and all of them you can find at drjohnb.com. Dr. John Braccio, our main guy.
And go green this weekend, and
that's
I mean
Friday
Michigan
night.
State,
yeah,
and
for
Irish, I guess. Okay,
he's got to pick the team going against Michigan. I know that. I knew that was coming. All right, we'll talk to you soon on the flip side, and have a great holiday weekend ahead too, Doc. Morning Wake Up coming back your way. We'll be talking NAFTA, the reboot on this. Start first with Mexico, then Canada. It's all here, 1320 WILS.